Welcome to Different Ways Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Mr. Jason Enlich. Jason, why don't you take it from here?
Thanks, Tanya. I appreciate that introduction. I want to thank you for including me for the summit as well. I'm really excited for the event in July in Vegas. It'll be my first one. And the benefits of being a member of the PSA have been numerous and continue to add. Previous summits, the mods, there's so many neat things to just listen to get tips and tricks from everybody. So thanks for providing that. I'm happy to be here for the Different Way Summit. And what I've got is a different way to manage energy exchange. So just to give you a little bit about me, my name is Jason Antilek. My passion is reconnecting people with their divine potential and helping them remove cycles or patterns of behavior in their lives that are not allowing them to move forward. People that are stuck or people that have plateaued. That's the kind of client that I work with most of the time. Today, we're going to be talking about managing your energy and dodging the energy suckers. The question I have is, have you ever felt drained or tired after an interaction with certain people? It could be coworkers or friends or family members. Really, just about anybody can be someone that will zap your energy. And they don't always mean to do it. It's not always intentional. Some of it's just a natural human behavior and a way that we connect. So if you are having experiences with someone and you take away their pain or their drama, you're feeling like you're working with their issues, that could be a clear sign that you may have traded some energy. And the way that it works is because when we're trying to connect with someone, when we do connect with their story or we feel emotions that are created around what it is they're sharing with us, we will often take on that energy and give them some of ours. That leaves us with some energy that doesn't belong to us, and they get the good end of that deal. So they are able to feel like they've gotten a lot off their chest, where they have gotten some things out of the way, and they say to the person, "Oh, I feel so much better having talked to you." And occasionally that happens because they're going away with some fresh new energy without any issues. And the person that's empathizing, because of that exchange or love and compassion, they end up with that muddled energy, and it's somebody else's. It's not really the best energy to be carrying around. It takes a lot more for a person to just bring that energy back to neutral than what they'd be used to for themselves to dissipate those kind of things. A lot of light workers will use clearing methods or stones or something like that. Maybe getting a clearing from a friend or sleeping it off or eating some sugar. I mean, there's lots of different ways that we cope with that sort of situation. But I thought today, since it is a Different Way Summit, that I would introduce a technique that can really help you when you sense or you become aware of those energies being exchanged. So if you answered yes to any of those questions of being drained by interactions with others or taking on their pain or drama, this is a perfect way to do that without putting any strain or any mentally or physically exhausting parallels in your communication with them. So when we're carrying around energy that doesn't belong to us, it can be, like I said, inappropriate, because we call that carrying someone else's stuff or taking on their stuff. And the way I've experienced that is participating in metaphysical fairs as a reader. And the point of sitting across the table from someone, from my point of view, is really about understanding their energy. For me, that's what I do, is I'm an expert with reading energies. I use the Akashic Records, which is a super highway of information in an etheric form that has all of the interactions of everything in the universe. It's a pretty vast space held with that holds lots and lots of knowledge. And by tapping into that, that's how I identify with someone's energies. And I try in that metaphysical environment to keep that separated, but it isn't always easy to dive or dodge around it. So as a newbie to that kind of environment, I didn't really prepare for that sort of exchange. And it's just natural for me to have compassion for others and to give that compassion freely, to connect on a certain level. And I found that I was getting really exhausted, that I had energies at the end of the day that just didn't really feel good. I felt kind of icky. Sometimes I'd even feel sick to my stomach. And what I came to discover and recognize is that I'm an empath. So when I pick up on other people's energies, I don't always, I can embody that energy. So I needed some way to manage that. And fortunately, while I was reading for someone at one of the metaphysical fairs, I was channeling, which I hadn't done before, so that was a little odd, but I channeled this meditation, or what became this meditation, this technique that has evolved into the meditation that I will be sharing with you during our conversation today. There is always a way to mitigate your energy when you're sharing with others, but not all of them are what I would consider beneficial. If you are blocking or putting up protection, maybe you're just hiding from situations that might feel that they are a drain on you, or they're just really uncomfortable energetically, they don't align with how you're doing that day. There's lots of ways to duck and dive that, but when you put a wall up for protection, that's something that is going to drain more energy. It is actually going to take our personal energy to put that up. And protection, to me, from my point of view, if you have it in place, it's really asking for that protection to be tested. So energies will show up and they'll get stronger and stronger, trying to test that protection. So it's almost that you have to stay vigilant and be right there with the protection energy and stay focused on it. So that doesn't seem to me to be the most beneficial way. And I invite folks to consider that you can create a buffer, and that does not act as a protective barrier, but more as a temporary space that is supplied by infinite energy. And we're going to get into the steps of that right now. The first step in the meditation is to ground with your breath, and we recognize and become aware with our heart space. And it doesn't require that you go into your heart space or any of that. It's really just focusing on that centerpiece of your body and feeling that you're letting the day's worries or stresses go for a few minutes, feeling grounded, just feeling the gravity of the earth. And that's just a pretty genuine way to start any meditation. And I'm not strict about how that works personally, because everybody is a little different in how they relieve their stress or find a moment to be available for meditation. That's really whatever works for you is the best piece. The second step is recognizing what I call the golden web. For me, it looks like a spherical shape, more of an egg shape, sphere around my body, also around the outside of my personal energy field. The golden web is woven from divine creator substance or source energy. You can call it prana or akasha or the life force, whatever works for you. And that is around us and around our aura to keep our energies intact while we are on this planet, because that's, a lot of us need to have that need to have that in place to just keep us in our experience. So step three is that we take our awareness just outside of the golden web, and we will see a pinpoint of light just outside of the golden web, and then we'll move from there. So I would like to go ahead and share this with you now and walk us through the meditation. The third step we'll expand on during the meditation, and when we come back from that, you'll understand what's happening, and then I'll give you some additional pointers on how to maintain and use your buffer effectively. I call this the love buffer because it's really the divine energy, and love is you know, kind of the next step from that. So really useful to give it some sort of label for us that we know what we're what kind of energy we're working with. So as long as you're not driving or, you know, walking the dogs or something, it's a good opportunity to just relax into where you're at. This meditation only takes a couple of minutes. It's quick and simple and effective. Those are my favorite three factors that are involved in meditation personally. So what we do is take a couple of deep clearing breaths. Feel the weight of your body rest. Feel the gravity of the earth holding you down. We're not trying to take off and go anywhere. And just be aware of your heart space, where your conscious mind is. Just feel that energy. You might feel it as a sensation or see color, feel energy or see light that is spreading out from your heart space. And it's really just about establishing that awareness. Next, we'll look to the golden web. This is golden energy, a very thin layer all around us, just outside of our energy body. It's there to protect us and hold us. It's divine creator substance, so it is also infinite energy. And that is what anchors us in our 3D experience. Next, we will move our awareness to a pinpoint of light just outside of the golden web. However you see it or what color it is, how it feels is always perfect. This is your pinpoint of light. And as we maintain our connection to that, it slowly begins to expand and very quickly creates a layer all the way around the golden web, just outside of it. Recognize, as we did with the golden web, that it's protecting us in every direction, just a layer just outside of our golden web. Now, through our intention, we're going to connect that layer to divine source energy. You can see that as the sun, if that works for you. However you want to connect with the life force, the prana, the akasha, any of those are the correct possibilities. And as that connection is maintained, you'll feel that layer begins to expand and become thicker and thicker. As it fills with the infinite energy of the universe, just allow it to get to a point where you are comfortable with that expansion. You're comfortable with the width, the height of the layer. When you get to that point, take a deep breath and come back to the room. So what we have done there is create a buffer just outside of our golden web. Now when people are focused on getting their energy from you, whether they're doing it accidentally or on purpose, when they're looking for that energy, they will find it without having to reach all the way into your energy field. the advantage there is that when you recognize a situation that you may be giving away your energy, you can trigger that buffer to set in place for as long as you need it. So the person comes to the buffer and does not reach past there because they found what they were looking for. On your personal side, within your golden web, you can reach towards that buffer and still connect to it, understand, but you don't have to have the same energy exchange because you can connect with what they're saying, what they're feeling, without having to trade any of your energy with theirs. A neat little trick here is to set up a trigger for the buffer. And anytime you feel it will be useful for you, that's what you can do. Personally, my trigger is I tap my palm 2 times, and that puts the buffer in place. And I just have the intention that it's going to be there for as long as I need it. I don't have to maintain it or watch it or do anything else, but just trigger it. And that gives me some space. How you can see when that happens, if it's someone that you already know that may have a tendency to drain you during their conversations and interactions, you can set it up right away. Early on, there may be points where you don't always notice that you could have used it, and you may think of it afterwards. Here, I would invite you to be kind to yourself and realize that you did notice it. You're getting closer to setting it up in a space that will be most effective for you. So whenever you are maybe making your way into a meeting, you can set that up. You use your trigger and your buffer goes into place, and you can set it for whatever time that you need. If you just have the intention of, I am going to need this buffer through the end of this meeting, and that after that I'm good, then you can just set that intention when you set your trigger. And the buffer will set up for you in that time period. You can set it up for hours or for a few minutes or until a particular event has finished. And that is your opportunity to feel kind of that separation almost of the energies, where you could still identify with someone else's situations, but whether you allow that to be an exchange is now up to you. So the next question would be, how do I get to the meditation if I am not going to listen to it here all the time, or every opportunity you have, whether you're listening to the replay or whichever. You can go to my website. It's jasonantalek.com. It's jasonantalek.com. And you will see an opt-in popped up there. And fill it out simply with your name and your email. And you will be taken to a page that has a brief intro. It also has the full meditation plus the trigger piece, remembering that part of it at the end. And you also have a download that you can use if you want to take it with you somewhere. I encourage people to share with whoever they know that might benefit or could benefit from this technique. It's my gift to you, and it's your gift to someone else. It is effective for all sorts of people, especially anybody that's in high emotional situations, or you know, around the holidays when you're with a lot of family. Those kind of opportunities that you can really put this sort of technique into good use. So I hope that that is helpful to everyone. And if you do sign up on the website, it would be great to get some feedback of how it's working for you, or even if it's not working for you the way it's designed to, I would love to hear about that, because it's always good to be checking out how you can improve techniques. And this is one that I want to deliver at the optimum level for people. So that's what I have today. Again, real quick, jasonantalek.com. I appreciate you listening, and enjoy the other selections from the 2018 different summit. The Different Way Summit. Thank you, Tanya.